Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Life is too short to get bogged down, to be discouraged, or you have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling.
That, of course, is Kobe Bryant. He has died. The 41-year-old was among the nine killed in a helicopter crash yesterday morning in Calabasas, California. His 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, was also on board. They were on their way to the Mamba Academy in Thousand Oaks for basketball practice. He was known to travel by helicopter. He would commute from Newport Beach, California, to the Staples Center quite a bit on his chopper. I think it hit all of us in a weird spot yesterday. Whether you follow basketball or you don't, he certainly is bigger than life.
I just thought it was fake. As soon as I saw the news report, I was like, that's not real.
Yeah.
It came on the TV. I was like, absolutely not. I was just waiting. I was waiting for someone to say, like, they got it wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the way that you might have heard it or seen it, I know that that's how we had a group text, was through TMZ.
Everybody saw it. TMZ had it like an hours before everybody else, to where I thought their page was hacked.
Yeah. And apparently the people who are in charge of these sorts of things were not very happy with them. Yeah.
There is wide speculation of who the identities are. However, it is entirely inappropriate right now to identify anyone by name until the coroner has made the identification through their very deliberative process, and they've made notifications to next of kin. And it'd be extremely disrespectful to understand that your loved one was perished and you learn about it from TMZ. That is just wholly inappropriate, so we're not going to be going there.
That's what I heard too, is that the families found out because of what happened on TMZ, and that's circulating, as opposed to hearing it from like a personal call.
It was brutal. He spent his 20-season career with the Lakers. He was the third all-time scorer in the NBA until Saturday, when he was surpassed by LeBron James. He won five NBA championships when he retired in 2016. He set another record by making 60 points in his final game. Fans have been coming en masse to the Staples Center, you know, leaving behind flowers and mementos and memories and things of this nature. And last night, the Celtics played the Pelicans, and they had a moment of silence for him.
The New Orleans Pelicans join the NBA family in mourning the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna today in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. At 20 seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers, Bryant had a five-time NBA champion, 18-time All-Star, two-time Finals MVP, 2008 League MVP, and a two-time Olympic gold medalist. Please join us in a 24-second moment of silence for Kobe and Gianna Bryant. Thank you.
Celebrities, of course, coming out with their memories of Kobe and how they feel. Excuse me. Shaquille O'Neal said, there are no words to express the pain I'm going through now with this tragic and sad moment of losing my niece Gigi and my friend, my brother, my partner in winning championships, my dude, my homie. Whenever we got together, I would hug his children like they were my own, and he would embrace my kids like they were his. I miss you already, brother. This is truly unbelievable.
I feel like as a Celtics fan, you grow up, you know, obviously hating the Lakers, and you hate Kobe because he's so good, but you respect him. You know, you always did, no matter what. And it's just... He just changed basketball.
It's weird to feel like he was such a larger-than-life figure.
Yeah.
Like, in my childhood, because I grew up, obviously, and we played them in the finals a bunch. He beat us in 2009 and became finals MVP.
Not that you're still better.
In game seven.
Sounds like it's fine.
And every time I shoot a rolled-up piece of paper into a trash basket, I go, Kobe!
We do it in here every single day.
Every morning.
I mean, he permeated a culture. It's pretty insane.
It's
weird to feel like a larger-than-life figure suddenly passes.
Yeah.
It hit me in a weird spot yesterday.
Yeah.
And if you told me it would have, I wouldn't have thought that.
I think we just all think...
Invincible
is the wrong word, but I think we all think we are, kind of.
Absolutely.
And we realize that nobody's special, and nobody can escape, you know, what happens to us in life. Doc Rivers also spoke, and this one is hard to listen to.
I just don't have a lot to say. The news is just devastating to everybody who knew him, known him a long time. And, you know, he means a lot to me, obviously.
So that.
Yeah, I mean, there were tributes all across the NBA. I'm amazed they didn't cancel the games yesterday.
I'm shocked.
I think he would never have wanted it that way. Do you know what I mean? I think he would be really pissed if that's what happened.
Absolutely. He wants you to go out. He wants you to play for the love of basketball. Yeah. I mean, this man changed the game.
Right. And just one other.
Let's end on a high note.
Well, let me just say this part, and then let's end on a high note. The former coach of a Cape Cod league, Brewster Whitecaps, was also in the helicopter that went down.
Yeah, so there were 9 people total.
Terribly, terribly sad. So, but yes, let's end on a high note and how Kobe will want you to go on.
Once upon a time, there was a young basketball player who had dreams of becoming one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And as time went on, 20 years had passed, and he felt that he had accomplished all that he set out to accomplish. But what he came to realize is that the goal that he set out initially of becoming the greatest of all time was a very fickle one. And we realize that the most important thing in life is how your career moves and touches those around you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.